Blog Talk Radio.
Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990, or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's SIEGEL LendingTeam.com. Or 1-800-306-1990. Rate subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area-trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to REAP at RonSiegelRadio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Rate subject to change and without notice. Licensed by the California DOC and BRENMLS 217037 and 145. 502 and Cal BRE 01869452 and 1-866-775.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Radio Show, only on Financial News and Talk. Now live in studio, your host, local and national real estate expert and consumer advocate, Ron Siegel.
And hello again. Welcome to Ron Siegel Radio. This is the show with no real boundaries as we discuss current events, financial markets, politics, sports, even poking fun at the rest of the media. This is the show that connects the dots of confusion delivered by conflicting media reports. We connect the dots so you know the actions you can take, how your family, your business can benefit from current events. Most of all, thank you for joining me. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That is my message, and I will be delivering it every day. We have a very focused show. We only chat about items that affect the roof over your head, your bank account, and anything I feel would benefit you. But before we get into our intriguing content today, Please join me in welcoming our featured guest, Linda Eisenman, is in the house. Welcome.
Thank you, Ron. Good to be here.
Glad to have you with us. And let me remind you, if you ever have any home or finance-related questions, I am the consumer advocate looking out for you. And you can reach out to me directly, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Just remember, that's the number you call anytime for assistance. When you call that number, it comes directly to me first. There are no operators standing by. I am it.
Quiet, numbskulls. I'm broadcasting.
While I do have a great team when it comes to developing a financing plan or plan to save you money, I personally work with you. Even if you don't have any needs today, save this number in your phone for future reference. 800-306-1990. 800-306-1990. We got a little feedback in there, guys. Maybe we can check that out. I don't know what's going on right here, but we'll get it straightened out. It's pretty easy to do. Hey, what are we celebrating today? We like to celebrate every day on Ron Siegel Radio. It is one of my passion celebrations. Generally, though, as you know, I do find a passion as well in celebrating food, but that's just me. I do that one on a regular basis as well. But what is our celebration of the day? It is May 14th. So let's see if we can find something. National Decency Day? They don't do that in Washington. We know that for sure. Now, I have no idea who might be in on this one, but anybody up for National Dance Like a Chicken Day? Yeah, that would not be me. That would be not be a good site right there. National Underground America Day. I guess I'm going to have to go to Reunion. That's somebody might have to twist my arm, Reunion Kitchen and Drink, because today is National Buttermilk Biscuit Day. Let's have to look at that one. Christy, what do you think about that one? National Buttermilk Biscuit Day. We have Rosemary's Chicken. Not that I know the menu or anything like that, but Rosemary's Chicken Biscuits Gravy. Well, I can add another 100 pounds on that one really very simply. Let's check the markets today. We like the markets today, right? The Dow Jones Industrial Average up 324 points. I wish I had a yippee sound on here. Might be a good one. Oh, no, not at that one, guys. Let's go. Here we go. I think we see it. Yeah. Look at that. The oil, that might not be a good one, up 95 cents a barrel. I'm trying to figure this one out. I don't follow the gold market too much. Gold is down $6.80. Why would gold be down? Generally, when we see some of the mess that's going on around the world, we see money going into gold. But today, we're looking at gold going down. We know the oil issue. We'd expect oil to be going up, but it's not going up nearly what I would expect it to be with the mess in the Straits of Hormuz. But hey, you know something? Maybe they figure that that can solve itself. A lot of times, I don't want to cause any problems. Well, maybe I do want to cause problems. I do that on a regular basis. But think about this concept. If you think about all of the battles in the Middle East, right? I mean, they cannot put a Disneyland in the Middle East. You know why they can't put a Disneyland in the Middle East? Disneyland has fireworks every night about 9:30. You'd have all of the Middle Easterners running and throwing down their weapons, kind of like they do in France, right? They don't like the sounds of those bangs. They'll take off. So when the U.S. starts talking about, whoa, holy cow, there we go. Think about that one. Jeez. When the U.S. starts talking about putting 120,000 troops in the Middle East, what do you think Iran's going to do? I think they're going to take the eye off and they're just going to run. That'll just be what's going on. That's probably why we're not seeing a major move in oil prices, but we're going to continue to watch that. Oil up 86 cents a barrel. Gasoline, 286 is the national average. In Taxifornia, 406.7. Yeah, not a pleasant thought right there. But I do check just for fun. I'll check Hawaii, being that they make so much more gasoline than we do here in Taxifornia. $3.64 is the cost of gasoline in Hawaii. Alabama, 248.2. So think about some of those numbers. Yes, again, I will tell you, Taxifornia, 406.7. Not a pleasant thought. But let's look, keep on moving, see what else is going on in the world. U.S. 10-year Treasury, it's up a little bit. I'm still telling you, watch for that 2.35 to 2.36 in the 10-year Treasury. We're at 2.42 right now. Germany has now gone negative again in their 10-year. If you put your money into a German 10-year, you're going to get a negative 0.067 is going to be your rate of return, negative number. Japan, negative 0.052 is going to be your rate of return in Japan. So we've been talking about that for a long time. Japan, boy, that's been a challenging one for many, many years. So we're going to continue to watch and just see what goes on in some of those other parts of the world. What else is going on in the daily briefing today? It's going to get a little bit warm. California may have some problems coming up because Eric Holder is no longer the Attorney General. That may be a problem there.
Bad feeling about this.
President Obama's wingman is no longer there. Attorney General William Barr has appointed a U.S. attorney to examine the origins of the Russia investigation and determine if intelligence collection efforts targeting the Trump campaign were quote-unquote lawful and appropriate. Just a thought there. We'll see. John Durham, the U.S. attorney in Connecticut, will conduct the inquiry, the source says. The moves come as the Trump administration has pushed for answers on why authorities conducted the surveillance. We'll see. Talk about some collusion. We might find some there. Moving right along to the trade war. All eyes, yes, Washington. We've been watching Washington and Wall Street, the two areas. Dow Jones, yes, we talked about that, down 617 points yesterday. And as I share with you on a regular basis, unless you really need your money. Now, I just gave this a guidance to one of my sons. I'm going to share this with you as well. The stock market is not the place for you to be with any money that you need in the next 2 years. And it doesn't matter what 2 years, it doesn't matter what administration. If you need the money in the next 2 years, make sure it is not in the stock market. If you put it in the stock market, I'm going to tell you what will happen is you're going to lose a lot of hair. See, I've got none back here. And you're going to have a lot of nerve problem. You're going to have a lot of stress because you see days like yesterday where the market was down 617. Then you see days like today where the market is back up 324. Now, personally, I am not a fan of roller coasters. I don't like heights. I don't like speed, right? I got a car that has a slower engine than I probably could have. Why? Because I just like to mosey along, right? I mean, even my wife harasses me many, many times. We go out walking on Balboa Island every weekend, and she says, well, you're not getting your heart rate up. I said, yes, but I am getting my coffee cup up, and it works much better for me, right? So when I see the stock market up six, down 617, am I worried? No, I'm buying. That's when I go shopping. No, I don't like malls. I like the stock market. Right. If I see the Dow Jones Industrial up 324 points, what have I been doing today? Selling. Right. The market's up, you sell. The market's down, you buy. A lot of people can't handle that mentality. And it's not because I'm anything beyond the norm. Well, most people say I'm not normal. But here's the issue is if you don't need the money right away, it doesn't bother you. I've told you already when we're going to the next opportunity is for us to solve the issues with China. It will not happen until President Trump and President Xi meet at the G20 summit. So we're going to see a lot of swings like this because President Trump will tweet one thing and China's going to say something different. The market's going to go up. The market's going to go down. Those of you that like to play the market, guess what? Volatility is good. You make money when the markets are volatile. You can make money when the market goes up. You can make money when the market goes down, as long as you are not in need. Moving right along in the daily briefing, Trump administration dealing with tension between both North Korea and Iran, two conflicts that have slowly escalated over the past week. North Korea is a bigger issue just because they really don't care about their people. They don't mind if they starve, kind of like Venezuela, no problem there. People starve, their governments don't care about that. Iran, they've got a little bit different issues in Iran. They think that they can sabotage tankers going through the Straits of Hormuz. But what do you think is going to happen when they get those aircraft carriers coming in there? What's going to happen when they get the B-52 bombers coming in there? Do you think Iran is going to continue on the same path? I think probably not. And the final item in the daily briefing, I got to love this one. This one just fascinated me.
Alyssa Milano. Have you heard the story about Alyssa Milano? This is just this one. I gotta love this one.
Can't handle the truth.
Okay, so Alyssa Milano back in the news now. It's talk about the hypocrites of Hollywood. Is that a new show? Think about this concept. Now, Hollywood says, let's tax more. And then they go to a state like Georgia that gives them tax incentives to do their filming in Georgia. They come back to California because they like our weather better. I understand that. But they leave their tax liability in Georgia. Fascinating to me. But Alyssa Milano came out. Now, they've got this pro-choice advocate is the idea there in Georgia. They signed a bill that once you have a heartbeat in a baby, you cannot kill it. Fascinating. Or I guess you technically, we should say, a heartbeat in a fetus, you can't kill it. Well, Alyssa Milano says she's going to go on a sex strike. Does anybody really care? Right? I mean, why doesn't she just go on a hunger strike? Maybe we'll get rid of it. I know that some of the Hollywood elite were going to move out of the country. Do you know they always talk about this stuff, but they don't do it? Now, I wonder how we're going to monitor Alyssa Milano's sex strike. Just another thought that, you know, sometimes these thoughts come to my mind and I don't pass them through the brain first. I wonder how they're going to monitor this sex strike that she's going on. Is she going to be reporting back to somebody at some point in time? Or is it just like them moving out of state? Is that how this is all going to go down? Just curious, just throw that out there, asking the questions, inquiring minds want to know. You are listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. When we come back, we've got a lot to chat about today. Is it wise to help our kids and grandkids purchase their first home? New research shows housing is affordable for first-time buyers. How to request a credit fraud alert? What is the difference in credit fraud and a credit freeze? We'll talk about all that and more. You can reach me anytime, 800-306-1990. 800-306-1990 or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, on Twitter @ronsiegel. And if you miss any part of our broadcast, shame on you. But the replay, it'll be available, Ron Siegel 1 on YouTube. Ron Siegel, the numeral 1 on YouTube. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Did you know that banks and credit bureaus are rewarded financially if you have bad credit? And the worse your credit score is, the more money they can make off of you? How does that make you feel, knowing that banks are getting rich off of your hard-earned money? How does it make you feel, knowing that if a bank or a credit bureau makes a mistake on your credit report, they benefit from it and it hurts you? The Fair Credit Report Act of 1971 requires banks and credit bureaus to report only accurate information, and nearly 100% of all credit reports are inaccurate. If you're sick and tired of being broke and tired of being robbed by the banks, you owe it to yourself and to your family to call Rondi. Rondi is a FICO-certified credit professional and has helped thousands of people just like you get out of debt and establish great credit. Rondi's number is 855-608-1990. Again, that's 855-608-1990. Or visit creditsanitizer.com. Again, that website is creditsanitizer.com.
Are you a veteran, own a home, and need money? The Siegel Lending Team is here to help veterans refinance and get the money they need. The VA 100 lets you borrow up to 100% of your home's value, refinance your mortgages, consolidate credit cards, and lower your payments by an average of $700 a month. And the Siegel Lending Team knows that character means more than a credit score. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Rate subject to change without notice. Licensed by the California Department of Corporations. NMLS 21037 and DRE number 01869452.
Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990, or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That is my message. I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. The Mortgage Minute today being brought to you by our friends at Gold Star Mortgage. When you're ready for that next mortgage, Gold Star has the programs. They've got the products for you. We just need to make sure that you get a hold of them early enough, get a hold of them on time, so that you're able to get take advantage of the fast pass loan approval, saving you potentially $10,000 to $50,000 on the purchase of your new home. Let's take a look at what the markets are doing right now for you as part of the Mortgage Minute. We start with the Dow Jones Industrial Average. That is up 292 points. It's been falling a little since we've been on the broadcast. S&P 500 up 3281. NASDAQ up 102 right now as we speak. Let's look at the 10-year Treasury. That is at 2.419 is the interest rate there. The Fannie Mae 30-year bond, that is flat today. That means interest rates are flat, which is pretty good because we had a good day yesterday. So the follow-through is beneficial. Now, everything I just told you, you can find on that very, very super secret website. I'm going to tell you the name of it right now as long as you're listening. Got a piece of paper handy? Google.com. You can find all of that right there. So here's the issue. We've got the National Federation of Independent Businesses released their optimism index for March, showing that optimism levels among small businesses increased from 101.8 to 103.5. Who knows what those numbers mean, but they went up. Plans to hire rose 2 points. Positions not able to fill fell 1 point, but off of a record high. Those planning to increase inventories turned positive. The forward-looking questions expect better economy, expect higher sales, good time to expand, rose month over month. All of those things are very, very good. We saw, here's the other number that, again, the media does not want to push, right? We hear about collusion, Russian collusion, and we hear about obstruction of justice, and we hear about all this garbage that's coming out of Washington, D.C. Did you hear about the wholesale price index this morning? Did you hear those numbers? Yeah, most people didn't. Wholesale prices did not increase nearly as much as was expected. Now, the tariffs, wasn't that supposed to affect the wholesale prices? I guess they don't want us to know about that kind of stuff. So we'll just keep on watching it for you. We're going to give you that information here on Ron Siegel Radio, even though nobody else wants to tell you that. That is the Mortgage Minute. That is being brought to you by our friends over at Gold Star Mortgage. Good morning, Pat. Glad to see you with us. Hope it's a nice day in Chicago. I think they've got spring scheduled for tomorrow. I used to have an office in Chicago, so I understand their seasons. You know, Linda, they have two seasons in Chicago. Do you know that?
What are they?
Construction and non-construction.
Oh, okay.
That's basically all the seasons they have. Just throwing that in. I think my friends are a little slow on the uptake here. Yeah, there they are. Pat, good to see you there. David, Richard is with us here. Let's see who else we've got on the broadcast with us this morning. If my computer will wake up, I guess it's not going to let me say hello to anybody. Sean is here. Good to see you. Steve, Andy, glad to see you with us. Video keeps shutting off. It's not my bandwidth. I'm logging. Oh, Pat's logging. Wonder why the video is shutting off.
70s in Chicago right now. That's a great day in Chicago. Now, Pat, if it's not 70s, if you're happy with that, as they say in Chicagoland, wait 20 minutes, it will change. Just throwing that out there. Let's get on with our broadcast, especially being that we planned a great program for you. We spent about, 30 seconds planning
about
Linda?
That?
All right. So, you know, I know that in our conversations, in our off-air conversations, I know that you've been getting involved now. Second generation? Third generation?
Second and third. Absolutely.
I was just with somebody the other day that was a fourth generation.
I've had that myself.
Have you had a fourth?
Yeah, oh, absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely.
That's
it was great-grandmother's home. I think it was the parents' home, and then the kids.
Nice.
Yeah.
You know, that's when you know you're doing your job the right way, right? Is because when they are continually sending they're trusting the future generations.
They know you're going to take care of them is what it comes down to.
Right, absolutely. So what are some of the things that we need to focus on when we're giving our kids counsel or our grandkids counsel on buying their first house?
Well, I think the best advice is to start small. And I will tell you, many younger buyers today want to start big. They don't want to start small. They're used to having a lot, especially a lot of them in the Orange County area. They've lived in nice homes, and they pretty much expect that for themselves for their first home, actually.
Isn't that fascinating that they think that mom and dad worked 30, 40 years to have this real nice house, maybe the four-bedroom house with the picket fence, and the kids are going to have that as their first home?
A lot of them do expect that, yes.
Do you ever find it where parents will take their kids to their first home to drive by it, do a drive-by?
Not that I can recall.
Wouldn't that be fascinating?
Yeah.
Because, I mean, our first home, I think about my first home, and I can even say this, not a real secret, right? It was right below Orange County Mining Company. A fraternity brother of mine and I bought a home, and I hate to say the reason why we bought it right below the Orange County Mining Company, because we knew we could roll home at the end of the night.
Was it one of the condos there?
One of the condos,
yeah,
right?
Okay.
There, right?
Yeah.
And, you know, you go right in again. It was a two-bedroom condo for two bachelors. Right? I mean, it is what
it
is.
It worked.
Right? I mean, and then you just kind of build from there.
How much was that back then? Do you recall?
Oh, no, I don't. But I do remember that my interest rate was about 18%, and we were happy to get it.
Remember,
right?
What was your monthly payment? Do you recall that?
No.
No?
Well,
okay.
It was.
Gosh. Okay.
Yeah, you would think I should. I'd have to.
You know, for most people, they remember their first one, and maybe not the second, but definitely their first home. That's such a big step.
It is.
It really is. It's a wonderful step.
Well, I was lucky enough that I rented an apartment in college, and maybe for a 6 months after college, and then I started buying.
Oh, gosh, that's great.
Right? So it's the idea there. But I love your concept there. Start small. Right? And if you compare what you're shopping for to the apartment that you're renting right now or the condo that you're renting right now, I bet it's going to be a much better opportunity.
Without a doubt. I'm amazed at what they get for rents nowadays. I am truly amazed. We have a development in my city in Brea, not far from where I live, and the apartments are starting at $2,900 a month.
An apartment?
An apartment.
Wow. And how many bedrooms is that?
That's a two-bedroom.
$2,900 a month.
$2,900 a month for an apartment.
Whew.
Shocking.
Now, you think about $2,900 a month, and what can you buy for $2,900 a month? Right? I mean, you can probably buy a $300,000 condo, $350,000, depending. Well, obviously, it depends on your down payment.
Right.
Right? And right now, we know that there's a lot of down payment assistance programs. We've just started running a lot of ads, basically no money down, even in Orange County.
That's great.
Right? Think about that concept. Now, what are some of the surprises that young people don't think about?
Oh, gosh. You mean in home ownership?
In their home ownership.
Well, probably repairs, ongoing expenses, things like that.
Okay.
I would think. Other than that, I don't see a lot of surprises. One of the issues that we've had for decades now is Proposition 13, so we know how little the property taxes are actually going to go up from year to year, so that's pretty minuscule. Prior to Prop 13, that was a different case, but there's not a lot of changes, other than the fact that if you're in an association, you're in a condo association, for example, the monthly dues can go up.
Well, and that's a lot of that has to do, I think, with people not getting involved in them.
Probably.
But I mean, I know that whenever we've seen the people that run the associations or look for volunteers for the associations. It's like, who can hide first?
I know, it's a thankless job in a lot of ways. I have to admit that.
Yeah, especially if you find nowadays where they've got all the reserve requirements from the government, right? And you have to say, well, we're going to raise the dues to cover these reserve requirements. And who's the one that's the bad guy? It's the association board members, right?
Of course, always the board. Right. It's always their fault.
I remember one of the other times, one of the new agents that was in from your office, her comment to me was the surprises that she found was taxes and insurance, was just the idea of that you had to add that in there. That,
oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, that kind of surprises me.
Yeah, and I found that fascinating. I mean, it was very first transaction, so a lot of people don't realize that, and I hear that all the time from people that the cash to close is not the down payments. They're not one and the same. We're going to talk more with Linda Eisenman about this when we come back. You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio discussing your real estate, current events, and the financial market. New research shows housing is affordable for first-time buyers. What is the difference between a credit freeze and a credit hold? We'll talk about that as well. You can reach me anytime off-air, number 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/Ron Siegel Radio, on Twitter at Ron Siegel. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Siegel Lending Team offers you buying power. Let's say you can afford a monthly mortgage payment, including principal and interest, of around $1,900. With today's rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage of 3.75%, APR 3.85%, that payment could support a $416,000 mortgage. But if you wait and rates tick up to around 6.5%, which is roughly the average home mortgage rate over the past 30 years, that same $1,900 mortgage payment, including principal and interest, may only be able to support a $314,000 mortgage. That's over $100,000 worth of home you're missing out on by waiting. That's buying power. All you need to do to get started is reach out to the Siegel Lending Team at 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Payment example excludes taxes and insurance. Call us for full details, 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990 or SiegelLendingTeam.com. Equal housing lender, licensed under NMLS number 217037.
Are you purchasing or own a luxury home? If you're like so many others, your home is your largest asset and the mortgage is your largest debt. The Siegel Lending Team has some amazing financing opportunities right now. Jumbo loans up to $2 million, 30-year rates below 4%, 15-year rates near 3.5%, and if you can believe it, 7-year interest-only hybrids in low threes. The Siegel Lending Team has all the options for your jumbo or second home loan requirements. Take advantage of them while you can. To learn more about all the other financing products available from the Siegel Lending Team, call 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Again, call 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender.
Homeowners that are 62 and older are about to find out a great way to live a better retirement. It's called a reverse mortgage, and SLT can help you learn more. Call the Siegel Lending Team at 800-306-1990 right now to receive your free booklet with no obligation. It answers questions like how a reverse mortgage works, how much you qualify for, the ways to receive your money, and more. When you call the experts at Siegel Lending Team today, you'll learn the benefits of a government-insured reverse mortgage, how it will eliminate your monthly mortgage payments, and give you tax-free cash from the equity in your home. Here's the best part. You still own your home. Now is the best time to take control of your retirement. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990 to get your free brochure. Call today or visit our website at SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Or simply call 800-306-1990.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That is my message. I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. The real-time real estate segment today being brought to you by the area trusted real estate professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Text NEST, N-E-S-T, to 79564. Find your dream home before someone else does. When you text that NEST, N-E-S-T, to 79564, you are going to have the fastest notification of both homes selling in your neighborhood, if you set that part of it up, and homes that are going for sale in your desired area. It gets the information much quicker. I don't know how they do it. I'm not the technical guru. I just have a face for radio. But they're the ones that give you that, give us that information. It gets there pretty quick. They have that down pat. New research shows housing is affordable for first-time buyers. Home prices have been on the rise for the last 7 years, leading many housing market analysts to conclude that first-time homebuyers are being shut out of the market due to affordability concerns. The National Association of Realtors reports on the percentage of first-time homebuyers on a monthly and yearly basis. The latest report shows that first-time homebuyers made up 33% of buyers in March. Why do you think we talk about it so much? 33% of the buyers in March were first-time homebuyers, which matches their reported share in 2018. National Association of Realtors uses survey data from their members to come up with the statistic, so the results do not include every transaction completed. Rather, they only the transactions reported by members who complete the survey, obviously. The other entity that reports on first-time homebuyer share is the American Enterprise Institute. AEI uses data from mortgage applications that define an first-time homebuyer as any borrower who did not have a mortgage for the preceding 3 years. This means the AEI measurement also includes former homeowners who transitioned out of a home they previously owned and re-entered the market after at least 3 years. They could have transitioned by desire or lack of such. The latest first-time homebuyer share data from AEI shows that first-time buyers made up, you ready for this one? 57.5% of all mortgages in August 2018. 57.5%.
Wow.
NAR's data shows 31% share for the same period. So you give a little difference in how you collect data. We can make data say whatever we want it to, right? We just have to get the right statistic, as they tell me by my friends over at Chapman University. New research from the New York Federal Reserve shows that these traditional reports on first-time homebuyer share have been unable to give an accurate depiction of this group's involvement in the market. New York Fed was able to take consumer credit data and identify when a mortgage payment entered a consumer's credit report to determine when a first-time home purchase was made. Using this data, they were able to show that AEI's reported first-time home buyer was consistently 10% higher. Okay, so if it was, instead of 57.5%, it's 47.5%. Still a big percentage.
It is.
Right?
Actually, I think it's very exciting to think there's that many first-time home buyers out there. I just think it's very exciting for them, and it's such a good foothold on their future.
Well, and it's, you know, something, and I'll tell you right now, because Linda and I are going to chat a little bit here about this concept. That's the real-time real estate segment brought to you by Area Trusted Real Estate Professionals. Text NEST, N-E-S-T, to 79564. So here's the thought, Linda, is we get all of this information coming from the Federal Reserve about America in general, how we don't save any money, right? And then you think about Social Security and what it doesn't provide, right? You talk about, you know, $2,000 a month in Southern California, that's going to get you a whole long way. When we talked yesterday about the average car payment being $523.
That's amazing, isn't it?
Right?
It is to me.
Yeah. So if we get our young people to start buying houses, that's actually forced savings.
Without a doubt.
Right. So, I mean, a percentage of that down payment, and I look at it as a combination of forced savings and, in many instances, another probably half an income to a household just from the appreciation of property. So if you buy a $400,000 house and that appreciates in Orange County at 5%, that's another $20,000. If you have two people working in the house, each earning $50,000 a year, right, and you throw in another $20,000 just in appreciation, and that's a good savings nest egg.
Good way to look at it.
Right. And you know, so that's kind of the thought process that I use there. And the idea of what we can, how do we get our young people? And it looks like our young people may be smarter than us nowadays. Right. They're starting to buy houses.
Yeah.
Are you seeing that in your market where the young people are starting to come back?
I think so. I think so. And partially as a result of their parents. And I think that's the encouragement from their parents to get started somewhere in home ownership. And I'd like to expand on what I said a minute ago about starting small. I guess more than anything else, it's the fact that your first home is not likely to be your final home, so to speak. And if most
may not even be your family home.
Well, that's true. That's true.
Right?
If most home buyers would understand the concept of at least getting started in home ownership and have something working for them while they're sleeping at night, and
right.
that's the equity buildup. So I guess that's what I mean about starting small, not expecting to start out with a home that they've moved out of. For example, mom and dad.
Sure.
It's probably mom and dad's third home on average.
Is that what the norm is? Is that the family home is usually the third?
I think so.
Okay. And what I mean by family home is obviously once you've decided to start building your own
right.
family. I mean, you can be there as your first home right out of school or when you get your first job or maybe a newlyweds.
Mm-hmm.
But family, I'm considering, you know, start building a family or whatever your plan is for life.
I would totally agree. A home that somebody's going to be in somewhere between probably – 15 to 25 years.
Okay, that's an interesting take as well. 15 to 25 years, because so much of the time we're seeing that the average is 10 years. It used to be 6 years that we kept our homes, and according to National Association of Realtors, now we're at 10 year. There's noises coming out of my ears. I wonder where they're coming from.
I
wonder where that's going. Well, we got flowers growing here in the studio. Oh, well, not a big deal. So, but when you were talking about the idea of 15 to 25 year hold, do you see a lot of people holding homes 15 to 25 years?
Well, we have the answer is yes.
Okay.
Yes, which kind of is surprising. And I think a lot of it had to do with the downturn of the market that we had 10 years ago, for example.
And that's a lot of what had to do with young people not buying houses. They saw mom and dad struggles in their teens, and they said, you know something, do I want to go through that? Right? I mean, if they're 35 or 25 now, 25 to 35, that means they were, you know, 10, 15, 20 years old during the Great Recession, and they saw some of those struggles, and they're saying, you know something, do I want to get involved in that?
Could be. Yeah. I really think it's more of instant gratification.
Do you?
Yeah, somebody wanting a brand new car, for example, versus saving for down payment for a home.
That's fascinating you say that, because I've got a client right now that I'm fighting with saying, don't buy the car
right.
until you get the house.
Right.
Right. And
precisely.
And you know something? I like that. It's an interesting thought.
Mm-hmm.
I never thought of that one, but you're spot on. It is the instant gratification,
I think so.
The idea of being able to, you know, I can go out there and drive that car today. Right. I mean, I can get in it and so many people, you know, I just went through this with one of my kids. They buy a new car. I guess I shouldn't have said that, but I will anyway. Right? And I have friends in the car industry, and we know you either buy a new car the last day of the month and even preferably the last day of the quarter. Right? That's when you buy a new car.
Right.
But we want the instant gratification to say, oh, I want it on the first of the month, and it's the first day of the quarter, so I'm going to go do it.
Right?
Right? And then we wonder, why didn't I get the best price possible? Right? It's just fast. Amazing. Instant gratification. I just write that down so I can actually remember it. Right? I mean, that's so what else are we looking for? I mean, I love your concept of the idea of comparing that to the apartment you're in or the condo you're in. Right? I mean, when I started looking at real estate,
mm-hmm.
the concept of buying a two-bedroom product was taboo. Right, it was always three bedroom or more. 70% of the sales were three bedroom or more. Is that the same today?
I think it is. You know, I've had people ask me about that, and I said, well, not everybody can start with a three bedroom. So it's a matter of getting started, is what's really the important aspect of it.
I like that. You know, that's a lot better answer than I give.
Well, it just is. To me, it just makes sense. You know, because I have had people say, well, gosh, if I buy a two bedroom, what's my resale value going to be like? And I said, somebody is always going to need there's always going to be a buyer for a two-bedroom. Just because you think that you're not getting the three, that's just not the case.
Yeah, somebody like me that says, I'll get a two-bedroom. That way I can stack the kids in one room, and they might eventually decide that I just. You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate, current events, and the financial markets. When we come back, more with Linda Eisen. We were chatting a little bit here this morning about first-time home buyers. Should we push our kids and grandkids to get in the game? I'm going to talk a little bit about what about the obligation of home ownership. We'll talk about that as well. How is a fraud alert different from a credit freeze or lock? That's our topic as well. You can reach me anytime. Our off-air number, 800-306-1990. 800-306-1990 or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/Ron Siegel Radio, on Twitter, @Ron Siegel. And if you miss any part of our broadcast, shame on you, but the replay is available. Ron Siegel 1 on YouTube. Ron Siegel, the numeral 1 on YouTube. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Most businesses struggle to get the online reviews they need to get a competitive edge over their competition. Rex is a brand new technology that uses text messages to direct happy clients to your online review sites, Zillow, Google, Facebook, and Yelp, and unhappy clients to a private survey so businesses can win more customers. Try Rex today by going to www.meetrex.com.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's SIEGEL LendingTeam.com. Or 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to reap@ronsiegelradio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Rate subject to change and without notice. Licensed by the California DOC and BRENMLS 217037 and 145502 and Cal BRE 01869452 and 1-866-4502.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert, Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That is my message. I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. The Your Credit Matters segment today being brought to you by Blue Water Credit when you're ready for credit repair. Now, I know that everybody's credit report is wrong. I'm just saying that. That's my personal opinion. I've been looking at credit reports since the 90s. I have never, ever seen a completely accurate credit report. Never. Not one of them. I'm still waiting to see the first one that's completely accurate. And that has nothing to do with scores. That has to do with strictly the credit reporting information. Never seen one completely accurate. I want to see it. 834 is the best score I've seen to date. And that's 850 is perfect. So 834 is the best one. And that had about a half a dozen errors on it. How is a credit? Easy for me to say. And I haven't even had a martini yet today. How is a fraud alert different from a credit freeze or a lock? Hackers, we know they steal more than 250,000 records globally. You ready for this one? Every hour, 250,000 records every hour. Improvements in technology make it easier, not harder, all the time for cyber thieves to access your personal and financial information. While identity theft is a scary thought, you are not helpless. The three major credit bureaus, Experian, Equifax, and TransUnion, offer three ways to help you protect yourself from someone opening an account in your name: a fraud alert, credit freeze, and a credit lock. Though they sound the same, each one provides a little bit different level of protection and impact, and each has different requirements. So what are fraud alerts? I think I might need another cup of coffee. I've only had about four today. What are fraud alerts? Fraud alert is a basic form of credit protection. It acts as a roadblock that makes it harder for thieves to open an account in your name. If you have a fraud alert in place, a lender or other business isn't supposed to open an account for you without first taking steps to verify that the account is in fact for you and not someone pretending to be you. Unlike with a credit freeze, your credit file is still accessible to businesses and lenders. It's just an added step that must be taken before the lender or another business opens an account in your name. Two types of fraud alerts. There are three different types of fraud alerts that you can add to your credit reports at the three different bureaus: an initial fraud alert, an extended fraud alert, an active duty alert or active duty fraud alert for military service members. What is a credit freeze or credit lock? While a fraud alert instructs businesses to take steps to verify your identity before opening a new account, it does not keep them from looking at your credit file. A credit lock or credit freeze, also known as security freeze, does prevent anyone from looking at or making a hard inquiry on your credit report. A lock or freeze prevents a business lender from even considering you for a loan or account. Now, just remember that you can be considered. They just can't use your credit scores because the bureaus just don't give them that information. If you want the whole story here, give me a holler, 800-306-1990. You can text me. I'll send you the full report on this. Experian, TransUnion, Equifax, they all have fraud alert lines that you can protect yourself. Again, I am a big, big fan of myfico.com. Unfortunately, they don't pay me to be a big fan of theirs. I actually pay them a decent amount of money every single month because I have a alerts or setup with myfico.com for both my wife and I, so I can see everything that's happening on our credit reports any given time. That is the Your Credit Matters segment, again, brought to you by our friends at Blue Water Credit. Continuing our conversation, Linda Eisenman is with us, Preferred Home Brokers, chatting about the wisdom of helping our kids and grandkids purchase their first home. So, Linda, one of the things that just popped into my mind during our last segment is there, do you think that we're putting an undue strain on our kids when we say, you know something, you need to be buying your own house, or putting that expectation of them of buying a home as opposed to renting?
No, I don't think so at all. I think it's the best thing you can do for your kids.
Okay.
Absolutely, without a doubt.
Yeah, I sometimes worry that, you know, we put in such high expectations nowadays in certain areas. I've been a champion recently, especially I've got three boys, mm-hmm. and I am a proponent of vocational schools as much as colleges. College is not right, in my opinion, for everybody, right? And I say two of my three sons are not meant for college. Mm-hmm. My other one is. You wonder about the same concept with home ownership. Just because the challenge of job security, you know, and what we did go through in 2008, 2009, 2010, which I don't believe is going to ever happen again in our lifetimes. So, I mean, we did have a big downturn in real estate in 1929. I was around for that one, right?
I missed that one, too. That's one that I missed.
Right? Yeah. So, I mean, you know, most of the time we don't see real estate as not affected as much.
You know, I think bottom line, you have to ask almost anybody who's been in home for a while, you know, is it one of the best decisions you've ever made? And I would bet that more than 9 out of 10 would say, yes, it's the best I ever did for myself and my family, for our future, our security. Absolutely.
You know something? I agree with you. I just thought I'd throw it out there and see if you think it adds any stress.
No.
And I'm also a big believer that, you know, it's a lot easier to, if you have a problem situation like we did have in 2008, it's a lot easier to be evicted than it is to be kicked out of a home you own.
You're probably right about that. You're right.
I mean, from a rental, it's a lot. Now, a lot of times, maybe the landlord didn't want to evict anybody because they couldn't find someone to replace. And we also see that the security of our housing payment when we own is better.
Mm-hmm.
Right? I mean, in your area, is rent still going up?
Absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely. Like I said a short while ago, I'm amazed at where rents are today. Just how much they've increased, even in just the past few years, without a doubt.
Yeah, and that $2,900 that you mentioned earlier in the broadcast, mm-hmm. that'll probably be over $3,000 next year, or for a renewal.
I think so, sure.
And if we look at the same concept and I'm a big believer, kind of funny, when I look at some of the higher-end homes, the seven-figure homes, mm-hmm. we almost always see them using adjustable-rate mortgages. But when I look at starter homes, I'm a big proponent of the 30-year fixed rate. Your thoughts?
If somebody had the choice between a fixed or an adjustable, my gosh, why would you even want to go with an adjustable in the long run? If you think you're going to be there for a while, I mean, it doesn't make sense.
Especially for our young people. I mean, the idea there is you know with 100% certainty, if you have a 30-year fixed rate loan, what your housing expense is going to be for the next 30 years. Right? I mean, there's some issues. I mean, you can budget for repairs and the minimal tax issues.
You're all going to have things like that. And those are really minuscule when you think about the housing, your overall housing. If you're making a payment, you're building for your future. It's an absolute foundation versus making somebody else's payment. If you're renting, you're just paying off somebody else's mortgage.
So let me throw this one at you. And this one might be more philosophical and maybe experience-wise. The concept of parents and grandparents gifting money to their kids to buy their first house. Any thoughts there?
I think it's one of the best things you can do for your kids is to absolutely help them get into a home.
You know, my mother-in-law has a great philosophy on that. She says, my kids and my grandkids are going to get everything anyway. So the difference is, do I get to see them enjoy it or not?
I totally agree with her. Totally agree with her.
Makes a lot of sense to me. I mean, as long as you've got the... You're set for yourself, right? I mean, there's a lot of people that aren't set for themselves, right? And that's a big issue as well, right, as far as their own retirement funds.
I think so.
Yeah, I'm just looking. I just ran the numbers, and you were talking, ironically enough. I'm going to just throw this in there, Linda, just because I just threw this on my computer,
okay.
And I haven't thought too much. You were talking about a two-bedroom,
mm-hmm.
$2,900
mm-hmm.
a month.
Mm-hmm.
I just did a $400,000 loan. Just under $2,000 a month.
Under $2,000.
Not counting taxes and insurance, but you're still going to be, it's probably going to be less than that $2,900 once you put everything into it.
Could be.
Right?
It could be.
And,
absolutely.
And we're fixed.
Mm-hmm.
Right? We're not going to change that at all.
And it's home ownership. Again, you're not paying somebody else's mortgage payment.
So if I want to change the color to, as my middle son says, lime green, as long as it's not a violation of the homeowners association, but if I want to paint an inside wall lime green.
You're right.
I can do it.
You're right.
Right? I mean, I can't do that necessarily if I'm renting. I'm not sure I'd want to, but that's a different issue, right? But the pets?
Well, pets are a very important part of a lot of people's lives. But, you know, when it comes to the fact that, you know, what I said about making somebody else's mortgage payment, the other thing is, you know, I have had people who've come to me to buy a home because they've been given notice that either their landlord wants the house back, or there's a reason that they have to move. You don't have any choice when you're renting. You really don't.
That's a good point also, is that, you know, you're there's the stability factor.
You're at the mercy of somebody else.
Right.
I mean, you might have a year's lease, and we do a lot of one-year leases. It's rare that we do a two-year lease, but we help homeowners at times who are looking for tenants, and we normally suggest that they get a one-year lease versus a month-to-month tenancy. But
that year sure goes by fast.
Oh, it does. It's a blink of an eye.
Right.
Absolutely is.
And then I've been reading some reports. And again, I'm on the lending side, so I'm not a big one on knowing that the professional management companies prefer people to move out than to renew a lease because they can increase the rent easier or more.
They can probably increase it more, I would imagine. Yes.
Right. So just another concept. Yeah. So I guess the bottom line that we've discovered this morning is the idea is, you know, something, whatever we can do to help our kids get a house.
When it comes to home ownership, yes. I think it's the best thing you can do for your kids.
Now, I hate this to get on to a negative right at the end of the broadcast.
Okay.
But Orange County, California, we have a 70% divorce rate of first-time couples. How do we protect on that side? Is there any way of, have you any thoughts on that? I mean, that's a tough one, right? I mean, you hate to set something up as a negative, but we also, you know, as our parents, I think as being the adult in the room, so to speak, we have to really be careful of what do we do there? How do we, you know, I spoke to a trust attorney, and his comment to me was, if you're going to give a down payment, make it a lien. So that, you know, in the event that there is something going on, there's some protection. I know that you introduced me to a trust attorney, Joe, way, way back when, right? I've never asked him that concept. Have you ever had any experience with that concept?
No, I haven't.
Okay. We'll have to do some research and see what Joe says.
Yeah, it just hasn't been an issue.
Okay, well, that's maybe even more
that
important.
I've never really been aware of.
That's,
it just hasn't.
That's probably more important than
anything.
I
mean, sometimes it's just a matter of splitting the equity. And, you know, it happens. You know, the parents get a divorce, the kids get a divorce. And you just,
it is what it is.
Yes, you normally just divide the equity.
Okay, so not a major issue to concern ourselves with. That's what we want to do, is educate people and talk about experience. Unfortunately, we can't talk anymore about helping our kids and grandkids purchase their first home, at least on air. But we can't ask you to set that first radio preset button to come back here every day to join Ron Siegel Radio, where we only speak about items affecting your house and your bank account. Thanks to all of our sponsors. A big thanks to John, who's engineering us today. And, of course, a special thanks to you for spending a little bit of your day with us. That's all for Ron Siegel Radio. Again, if you have any questions or to meet any of our guests, call me anytime, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. And remember, make a lot of money so you can help a lot of people and have a lot of fun. Have a great day. We'll talk to you next time on Ron Siegel Radio.